Now, this is a substantive universal, the sort of thing linguists hunger for, but the likes of which are simply not available to them. Indeed, as we ascend further in our harmonic series, more and more fascinating and incontrovertible universals keep appearing. For instance, the next new overtone is this one, D. And so we now have 5 different tones to play with, which we again put into scalar order. And presto, a new universal is given us, the 5-note or pentatonic scale. Now, because of that dubious last note, the scale can take either of 2 forms, one culminating in B flat and the other culminating in A. Now, let's opt for the second of these, the lower one, which is by far the most common of the two. This is humanity's favorite pentatonic scale. And by the way, this is the scale you can find so easily on your own piano by playing only the black notes. In fact, the universality of this scale is so well known that I'm sure you could give me examples of it from all corners of the earth, as from Scotland. Pure pentatonic, or from China. From Africa, and from American Indian cultures, and from East Indian cultures, and from Central and South America, and Australia and Finland, and, well, that's a true musicolinguistic universal.